Five, four, four.
Three.
Two.
Two. Yeah. Off our chest, yo.
90FK. David E, yeah.
We're Taylor doing covers, Dabba. Folks. Here we go. It's a new day, but it all feels old. It's a good life, that's what I'm told. But everything, it all just feels the same. At my high school, it felt more to me like a jail cell, a penitentiary. My thoughts went there and all it made me say. But I'll never want to be like you. I don't want to do the things you do. I'm never going to hear the words you say. And I don't ever want to be you. I want to be just like you. What I'm saying is, this is the anthem. Throw all your hands up, yo. Don't want to be you. Wow. You. Go to college, university, get a real job, that's what they said to me. But I could never live the way they want. I'm gonna get by and just do my time. Out of step, wow, they all get in line. I'm just a minor threat, so pay no mind. Do you really wanna be like them? Do you really wanna be another trend?
Do you wanna be really a part of the crowd?
I wanna be just like you. And what I'm saying is, this is the anthem. Throw all your hands up, yo. So wanna be you. Shake it once, that's fine.
I don't know.
Shake it twice, it's okay. Shake it three times, you're playing with yourself again. Yeah. Yeah. This one's all you, buddy. Come on, buddy.
Wanna be just like you.
Yeah. What I'm saying is, this is the anthem. Throw all your hands up. Don't have to feel me singing it with me. Yeah. Wanna be just like you.
Just like you.
This is the anthem, throw all your hands up. Now if you feel me, sing if you're with me. Another anthem,
whoa!
Not another anthem,
whoa!
Not another anthem,
whoa!
Not another anthem. Sorry for that, folks.
Yeah, that was trash.
Welcome back to another episode of Off Our Chest Podcast. I am, of course, joined by my two co-hosts, Steve. Hey. And the birthday boy.
Hi. Birthday boy.
David Tower.
Hello, guys. Dick it's Evans. It's really good to be here.
He's 100.
He's 157 years old.
It's great to be here on this new contraption we got.
David, old David, I have a question for you.
Yes.
How was your funeral?
It was uneventful.
Uneventful, yes.
Yes.
I have another question for you.
Yes, Steve. Oh.
What year were you born?
1990.
Oh, wow.
Wow, he's really old.
You're an old man.
Old, yeah.
That makes you a whole whopping 30.
Happy the 30.
Happy 30th birthday, my man.
Thanks. How's guys. It feel?
Appreciate it. It's 30. How about that?
Mm. Big number.
Yeah, man.
30 it's, away from 60.
Dude, oh my God.
That's disgusting.
Dude.
Yeah, it's one way to look at
ew.
It.
Ew.
Yeah.
God, I'm glad I'm not going to be 30.
Dude, it's you're 30. One, that's like 75% of your life.
Bro, I'm 1 year away from 31.
You were like 3 years away from like death, probably.
Yeah.
Do you have an AA?
Wow. Thanks, man.
No problem.
Gave me 3 years at least.
Do you have an AARP card yet?
Two of them, actually.
Two of them.
Wow. You get discounts at restaurants.
You have a Golden Buckeye, don't you?
Yes, I do.
Those are good cards.
That I do.
Facts.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
How's your guys' week's been?
But my week has been absolutely wonderful.
It's been a busy week for me.
Yeah, today. Busy. Yeah.
Tired
week.
Five. Not one, not two, not three, not four.
It's the fifth.
But five. Five-time national title champions.
That's impressive.
Five times.
Six-time
Big Ten Conference champions.
I mean,
hello.
At what point are we turning the level up?
Look here, man.
I mean, how many do we have to win?
Hi, we're playing a new style.
He has
now.
To win 63 in a row.
No, you hold on. I'm playing a new style now.
What's that?
He stole it from me.
I did. I am just being the recruiter, and I am simming everything.
So you're like the recruiter. Coach, but not
the recruiter.
Okay. Interesting.
He's yes. playing recruiter.
Okay. And then you just don't play any games.
He plays no games. Sim
the whole year.
Huh.
I had two losses the first year I did that. That's why I'm a 6-time Big Ten Conference champion and a 5-time national champion.
Tough.
But I am a Rose Bowl winner as well.
Tough.
That doesn't count.
Does not count.
Still means something to me, man. And this was BCS era, so.
Yeah, I mean, then that's when it mattered. Well, now it means nothing.
Detroit Lions are conference losers. But we made it to the conference championship.
I'm proud of you because you've taken a break from Madden.
Yes. Yes, I'm
on
the bigger and better.
Heavy Madden.
I was on a heavy Madden kick. I think I have a new game that I'll be on heavily. But
NASCAR.
A little bit of NASCAR.
A little bit of NASCAR.
NASCAR Heat 4, dude. Surprisingly, pretty amazing game.
It is. It's been a lot of
fun. I like
fun.
Games that have depth.
Yes.
And they have depth.
Yeah, it does depth. Have. It seems to have depth. No Man's Sky. I also picked
depth.
Up.
Talk about depth.
That dude, you could mine a whole planet for whatever the fuck.
Yeah, I just bought that, so I'll be playing that tomorrow.
Yeah, he bought it and had it delivered.
Bought it on Amazon.
Why are you looking at me like I should buy it?
Because you should.
I'm not gonna.
Huh?
I'm not gonna.
What about NASCAR? Will you buy that? You're tempted.
I would think about it. That was a fun game. Although I have the 360 still, so I would like try to find like 04.
Oh.
Okay. You can't get the new one for like $30?
No, because I prefer the old ones anyway, because those are the drivers I like.
But the new ones are better.
But are they?
Yeah, it's graphically.
We were just talking about this. 04 is known as the best NASCAR game.
04 and 06 were probably the two best NASCAR games.
Were those cool ones by EA?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. They're the last
those
ones
are good. Yeah, those ones are dope.
Dude, EA made a really good NASCAR game.
They both had Kevin Harvick on the cover.
Until they got like newer generation systems that are trash.
Yeah.
Because they started doing what EA does and just stripped the game
of
nothing.
Then they just stopped making NASCAR
actually
games.
Yeah. Be worth looking into.
What?
Well, there you go. Get an old school NASCAR game.
06 or 04.
Yeah.
That'd be fire.
That'd be cool.
That'd be fire. I like that.
Excuse me.
Drop the cap.
While I pick up my cock ring.
Oh.
It's my ring of cock.
Ring of cock, huh?
Yeah.
Mm. Where do you wear this ring?
Of cock.
On your cock.
Oh, okay. So you have a ring of cock.
It's a cock ring of cock. It's a cock ring of cock.
Yeah. Is it like two cocks rolled together or is it just like one giant cock?
It's a cock rolled with a cock.
Okay, so it's two cocks?
Yeah, no.
You just
it's a cock. It's like a head of a cock and then a head of a cock. And then they're tied together in a cock ring. One half of it's a cock.
I mean, that makes sense.
One half's a cock and then one half's a cock. And then they're cocked together. So a cock and a cock is cocked together.
Okay.
Mm.
And it's a cock ring.
I think I got you.
Yeah, I got you.
Taylor got it, so that's
okay. Yeah, I got it. It's fine. I understand what
you're saying. How long have you been rocking that, man?
15 weeks.
Yeah?
Yeah.
How's that going? You see any girth?
No.
What's the reason behind it?
Man, so much better. Because I like roosters.
Roosters is good.
Did the screen just go black?
Yeah, I lowered it.
Roosters is because
I couldn't see. It's too bright.
We had roosters.
We did. It was great.
Yeah.
Dave had
nothing.
Water.
Mm-hmm. Water
and a packet of sugar.
Best water in Columbus, I'll tell you that.
A packet of sugar and one mac and cheese bite.
Mac and cheese
I did
bite.
Have a mac and cheese bite.
I did hand that to you.
You did.
Passed it to him.
I appreciate you.
You passed the mac and cheese to the left side.
Come on, dude. Pass the mac and cheese bite to the left hand side. It's a reggae song.
That was good.
Yeah.
Do you like reggae?
You don't like
oh,
what?
It's terrible.
Not even a little bit.
No, I hate it.
Man, that's rough.
I will say, I will be 100% honest. Reggae was one genre that took me a couple listens to kind of vibe to.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Once you like, I don't know. You
just gotta... Every once in a while, I put like a little reggae station on my Sirius XM and just like a little vibe out for like a half hour. Because a little bit more half hour.
Too much.
A little bit of reggae never hurt nobody.
Just a little bit of taste of reggae.
A lot of reggae hurt somebody.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah, I just never been able to get into reggae that much.
Oh, you got that funk, bro. You just got to get in that funk mode, and then if that's like, that's the trick. Listen to some like actual like funk music, and then like throw a reggae song in there.
Do you know what a slower version of reggae is?
What is a slower version of reggae?
It's the New Orleans R&B ska.
Ska? Is that ska?
Reggae punk? Is a faster version of ska. Huh. Yeah. Now you know.
I thought ska was like a punk, like a like a ska thing. What's going on? So there's two different skas? Okay.
Yeah.
Crazy.
But that's how it goes.
Unfathomably crazy.
Millions of people living as foes.
Hey. Just a little bit shoddy. Please. I'll give you a tenner to shut the fuck up.
Yeah, steal my shit.
And mine. He stole both of ours in one thing.
I know.
You stole both of our sayings.
I know.
You're mean.
I'm a piece of shit.
I don't like when people steal our stuff.
I mean, it happens. It does. I am guilty of stealing things.
Like?
I don't know. Go ahead. Top of the head.
Air out some grievances.
Huh?
What have you stole?
Grievances?
Yeah.
I have no grievances about
I stole, I stole a gallon of milk.
I heard.
That is true. You did steal
I heard.
Mm-hmm.
I stole my friend's WWF wrestler's belt once. Because it was a really cool belt.
That's where that went.
So I stole his action figures belt. And I stole his Chris Benoit. So
I stole my buddy's fuck dog. For a night.
Are you fucking kidding
me? Are you kidding me? That's okay, that's
Are you fucking kidding me?
I'm totally kidding. I never touched the fuck dog.
That's where that second hole came from.
You stole Quacky?
Quacky.
Quacky McQuackerson?
Stealer. Thief.
What happened today, though, as we were speaking? Well,
oh, as we're... Okay. Let's get all the giggles out for a second. Right. Okay. Okay.
Okay, we're good. I'm back.
He lost it. He went somewhere for a second. If you don't... Unless you live under a rock, you... would probably know that Kobe Bryant and his daughter both died today in a tragic, almost had an airplane, helicopter accident. It was kind of, it was a rough day for a lot of people. If you follow sports, or if you grew up playing basketball at all, like I did, you wanted to do everything he did. He was like our generation's Michael Jordan. So we don't want to talk about it too long because it's been on all day. And then you guys come to this to laugh. Mm-hmm. So. We don't want to talk about it too long, but if you guys have anything to say.
Yeah. I mean, Jesus Christ. It's shocking, for real.
Yeah.
Don't have to, I mean.
Definitely sucks. So,
yeah, it's sad, man. Like you said, like he was kind of like
an icon.
Like, icon. I was talking to Steve earlier today. It's like, man, like from our memories, like we grew up with Kobe Bryant around.
Yeah, Kobe, like, Kobe was my TV. Jordan. Yeah. Kobe was my Jordan.
Yeah.
So.
Like, we've been lucky enough to see Jordan at the end, Kobe all the way through, and then pretty soon LeBron all the way through. So we've seen three dudes, or at least two for the full extent, and one for like a couple last years, including the Wizard year, which we're not going
to
talk
we've
about.
We've gotten to see a lot of really like awesome
dude, our athletes.
We were around for the Sosa-McGuire campaign.
Oh, yeah.
Dude.
Which
Barry
was
Bonds.
Which, by the way, it was great.
Barry Bonds, yeah.
I don't care if they're on roids. It was awesome. They hit the ball like 700 feet.
That's great for baseball.
Yeah.
Buzzers cheating?
Not great.
Not great for baseball.
Yeah, let's not hit trash cans anymore.
We got to see a little bit of Montana.
Yeah.
A little bit of Steve Young. Mm-hmm. A little bit of Peyton Manning.
Yeah.
A little bit of Drew Brees.
We've seen all Peyton Manning.
Phillip Rivers, even though he hasn't really.
Tom Brady.
All of Tom Brady.
We saw a dynasty that would never happen again in the NFL.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's hard to believe. That 20-year run.
It's disgusting.
It's disgusting.
And to see one.
10 AFC championships.
And you've seen one player, like, play at the same level of greatness for like
Tiger Woods,
our entire decade. Yeah, Tiger Woods,
and then
Serena Williams.
Still winning.
Oh
yeah.
My God, yeah, the Williams sisters.
Yeah,
Jesus.
Like we've seen a lot of dudes.
Women's
chicks.
Soccer, the U.S. soccer team,
UConn's team. That's won like fucking 200 in a row or some shit.
All the college football dynasties that we got to see.
Yeah.
The Bama
USC,
dynasty,
Bama,
Miami,
USC,
Clemson now,
Miami. Yeah, dude. The second coming of Miami. We got to see that.
Joe Burrow's historic fucking season.
Yeah. Tate Martell.
Yeah.
Tate Forcier.
We're naming all these greats. Like,
Joe Bowserman.
Dude, I forgot. That's a name I did not think I was going to hear today.
Joe Bowserman?
Yeah.
Now you did.
Joe Bowserman.
Yeah.
But, old Joe himself.
But no, it sucks. The title of this episode will be, Dave came up with it, the Black Mamba. Just shout out to Kobe and his family. So, yes. But yeah.
Yeah, sad day in sports.
Yeah, definitely sucked.
Hey.
Makes it worse that his daughter was on there too.
Yeah, that one hit a little harder. It's
one thing when the parent dies, but that's hard.
Yeah, especially like I said, what's your mind, your thought process of going down if you're by yourself? What's your thought process going down when I'm assuming either next to you or across from you is your daughter? Tough. I don't even want to think about that. I don't even have kids, and that one hurts. Yeah. So hopefully.
Hey, I will say one thing, though. Pickup games in heaven just got a hell of a lot harder.
You know what I'm saying? That heaven attitude done changed. It was all nice. Now he walked in
They might be able to go to regionals.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah. But, we just wanted to bring it up. Man. We don't want to talk about it too much.
Rest in peace.
Because if we do, then we'll all get depressed. But we're not here for that. So, RIP to Kobe. And
Kobe.
I'll always still say Kobe when I'm throwing something in the trash can.
That just inspires you to say it more.
Yeah.
824 forever.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. But anyways, this is also Dave's birthday.
Yeah.
So. That's an overshadowing birthday. You will always remember this birthday.
You will, though. You'll be like, I remember when I turned 30 for a few handful of reasons. This would be one of them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man.
That's pretty crazy. I haven't had shit happen on my birthday. Thank God.
Born.
The other thing was also the blowjob he received last night from me.
Facts.
Yeah, that was great.
Yeah.
Did he coddle you?
It's coddled it. Mm. Like a cuttlefish.
Mm. I am a cuttlefish. Oh, he said, oh, Kyle, suck my cuttlefish. I suck his cuttlefish.
That was good.
Just shitty cuttlefish.
No.
We should also apologize for the last episode.
Yeah.
Oh.
We all hit a wall.
That thing was trash.
Bro, that was a bad
The football time. Thing was fun.
The football thing is fun. I think we should try that again, too.
And then after that, it decreased.
Burp. Yeah.
I got tired. I was already tired. Then I got more tired.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think Dave got tired.
Oh,
and then
tired.
Steve hit his wall.
Yeah.
And then it was it. That was it.
You know,
that was
hard.
Yeah.
When we all three just magically do the same thing at the same time, that was not a good mix.
Yeah.
So... enjoy your 37-minute episode.
Yeah, it's a short one. So,
but know that the football thing, I feel like, was successful.
That was fun.
Yeah, that is fun. That was enjoyable.
That was. We'll do that again. Maybe we'll do
Tim
it.
Couch.
You know who we'll do it? We'll do it with my dad when he's on.
Yeah. Because
he knows a lot about football.
You know, next time there's a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, we can't.
No, I'm just saying. We'll probably have to watch the Super Bowl and then do this.
Oh, yeah, we're not recording during the Super Bowl.
Right.
What are we doing? Unless it's like a fucking dick kicking.
Let's predictions for Super Bowl.
Predictions.
Who's playing in the Super Bowl?
Again? Okay.
No, I'm just
kidding. Is it the Detroit Lions versus...
this is not true.
Versus the Frankfurt Fire.
Dude, are you okay?
Yeah, I'll just turn into... don't get no respect.
Oh, boy. I'm going Niners. No
respect.
Niners.
It's hard, man. It's hard to root against each of those teams, defense and offense. But I will probably lean Niners because I don't think the Chiefs' defense hands up to the... defense wins championships, and I think 49ers' defense is way better than Chiefs' defense.
It's very fair.
That's why I went 49ers.
Yeah.
Their defense.
I just want to start by saying that this playoff run incredible. Was absolutely amazing.
Best playoff it's been in forever.
Dude, this has been a really good NFL playoff.
And this is the first time in a long time, I feel like the two best teams are playing each other.
Yeah, usually someone sneaks in there.
I don't feel like the fans got cheated.
At all, yeah. No, I feel like they were. That being said, I think it's the Niners, man. I think that front line is just too much. I think Garoppolo... kind of shows off a little bit because he's tired of hearing it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he wants, dude. If he gets that ring, man.
Unless they have to, all they have to do is run it like they did last game. That was ridiculous.
I don't know if they'll ever be able to do that again.
Yeah, that was disgusting. That was incredible. Six passes.
Bad defense.
All he did is hand the ball off.
O-line.
What are we doing, Packers?
It was a perfect storm.
Trash.
What are we doing?
Trash.
Yeah, he had 211 yards, I think.
Here's the real question: is Aaron Rodgers' window closed?
Mm.
I think Aaron Rodgers' window has been closed for a few years.
I'm not huge on Rodgers,
man. The last game, he did have a really good game. Yeah. He threw like 8 incompletions.
I think he's a really good quarterback. I don't think he's a really good quarterback. He needs a really good team around him to be a really good quarterback.
Yeah, I don't think he's the kind of quarterback that
elevates,
upgrades the team.
Tom Brady, Peyton Manning.
Right, exactly.
He doesn't elevate the players around him.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think he makes everyone better. I think he makes his receivers better, but that's because he throws a good ball.
Exactly. Yeah.
I don't think he elevates anybody else.
No.
Mm. That makes sense. Yeah. I understand that.
I don't think his heart's been in football for a couple of years.
That's fair.
Yeah, he's been on some wild shit recently.
Although they did just say, like, his last press conference, he said that this year actually was fun again.
Yeah.
So I think he even admits that his heart wasn't in it.
Right.
But I think he's also trying to save face because he's the reason that new coach is there, and he's trying to say, like, it works.
My guy also said he doesn't believe in God because of climate change.
Yeah, he's a little weird. Yeah,
he's different.
Speaking of different.
And it's weird with his family. Like, there's a big bucket.
Oh, yeah, that's so weird.
That's weirdly weird.
Yeah.
Speaking of weird, Antonio Brown, what is going on with him?
My guy's lost his fucking
What are we doing here? What is he doing?
He's got
what did he actually
solid,
do?
He's got a solid 30 for 30 coming
what
up.
Yeah, no shit. What did he do?
Or a Netflix special.
Why is he in jail?
His trainer beat up someone.
Burglary and assault.
So yeah, he did. Yeah, he robbed someone to beat the shit out of him.
Like, they were like in their house and then they showed up.
And he threw a brick at someone.
He's fucking mad. Like, he's mad. He's mental.
He's crazy.
He's fucking mental.
Well, I mean, his agent shortly before that became public, his agent said that he wasn't going to represent him anymore until he got help.
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I mean, let's be honest, he probably has some CTE going.
Yeah, no, yeah, his, yeah, for real, he does. It,
like, it's his sad. Decision making and stuff is just not, like, he was already, now he's kind of lost.
Because I was reading an article about that perfect hit on him and how that kind of, like, changed the course of his career.
Dude, that was a nasty hit.
The guy writing the article was just, like, saying, like, think of AB. What he was before 2016, he was smiley. He was
having fun.
Face of the NFL, having fun. The best receiver, you know, the happy go-lucky. He takes that hit, dude.
Karate kicking,
he is never the same.
That's true.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that shit's fucking for real.
I don't like people when they say, like, if you watch the Aaron Hernandez documentary, if you haven't, go check it out. Yeah. Even if you don't like sports, it was just a really good documentary.
Yeah.
But,
it was.
Like, that at the end they show his brain on like and what CTE did to it, and I saw people say, oh, that's a cop out. It isn't, because it does affect people's like, I'm not saying that if he doesn't have CTE he still doesn't go on to kill someone because of what his background was. Just in general, he was already set to blow. Then you add some CTE and you add some other
sprinkles,
shit.
Sprinkles and toppings.
Yeah. It just cranked that motherfucking oven up.
The good thing for AB here is that the judge said he had to go ahead of a mental evaluation.
Yeah, and that's good. That's the best thing for him.
Yeah.
Like, you know, as crazy as AB is, like, you don't ever want to see anything happen to these guys.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, most athletes, if you grow up loving sports, are part of your memories growing up. Like, my dad always said when I watched Michael Jordan, I would shake in front of the TV because I didn't know what to do when I was younger. I didn't know how to cheer, so I just like he thought awesome. I was having a seizure. He brought me to the doctor. They said no, he's just getting excited. So.
That's awesome.
Yeah, thanks, Dad, for taking me into the doctor.
You still do that too?
Yeah, I actually do. Sometimes I don't cheer. I just like I'll like grab my arms like this and I'll just like shake really. If I get really excited.
Really?
Yeah.
It's interesting.
Or I'm like,
you do that. Yeah. Like, you hold it all in. Yeah. You shake. Yeah.
Yeah. It happens.
You know how I release energy?
Nothing. Oh, boy. When what? You nut?
No. God, guys. Come on. I write in a journal.
Oh.
Dude. I heard that helps.
Yeah. I bought a journal.
Are you for real?
Yeah. I've been writing in a journal.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Why don't you
read it?
Yeah, read it.
Yeah, can you give us a little something from it?
Yeah, I'll read a little page here. All right. All right, hold on here.
It's a lot of pages.
Yeah, I got it. It's a whole backlog here.
Mm. Yeah. That's a thick notebook.
We're backlogged here a couple days.
Yeah.
All right. This is an entry. Okay, guys?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Dear Journal, what an absolutely amazing day. I woke up to the sweet sound of my dog, Ivan, absolutely destroying my cat's, Jody's, vagina. I've never had a ding-a-ling get so hard so fast. Mm. I ran to my parents' bedroom and unleashed a cum with the power of 1,000 suns. Mm. David is very gay. I get it? I referenced the thing from the show, Will. Anywho, I must go to bed, Journal. You're my best friend. I can't wait to talk to you tomorrow. Sleep tight, Journal. I'll write you tomorrow. 7:15:09. Around 10:30 p.m. This is, I told you it's a backlog.
Okay, yeah. This is from a long time ago.
This is important. This is important here.
Yeah.
10:30 p.m. Pacific time.
What time is that Eastern?
1:30 a.m.
Yes.
Dude, that was great. How a good journal post he had.
He's not done. He's not done.
There's oh, more. There's more?
Yeah.
Yours forever, Steve-O.
Oh, man. I'm proud of myself.
That was good.
So.
Oh, God.
That was great.
We just stumbled upon a new game.
Yeah.
It's kind of a throwback to one of our older games.
Exactly.
The letter writer.
Yeah.
Writer,
the
letter.
The letter game where Steve-O would write a random letter, and I would have to come up with a character to read it.
Yeah.
And with Steve-O making the joke about a journal, I came up with this idea.
Going back to that, that is not a joke. Journals are a good way of.
Yes, we are not making fun of journals.
Yes,
we're just
to be clear.
Yeah. I mean, if you deal with like depression or
it helps
you
a lot,
just can't like if you got like a lot of thoughts, you just don't know how to get them out. If you just randomly start writing, trust me, it'll just come out, and you just then you can look at it and be like, what the fuck,
dude,
am I doing?
I bet you some of the greatest songs ever written were just written about
just out fucking
of anger
just crush or, writing. Yeah. They probably look at it like, damn, for that was sure. actually not bad.
Yeah.
But there was some musical shit in there.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
So I definitely just wrote that in about 5 minutes, maybe a little too long.
Yeah. Okay, it was like 25, but I mean.
Dude, I was holding my composure.
You were.
Until 10:30.
I held my composure. I even held my composure to 10:30 p.m.
Yeah.
It was this next line, because of how it's written, it just skips a line. And just says Pacific time. That's the only thing on that line. And then the next line is yours forever. And those two things combined just made me fucking giggle.
Those were good.
Oh, that's fucking awesome. Jesus Christ.
Oh, that was good.
Yeah. I figured
congratulations. That was good.
After I wrote the joke about your joke in there,
yeah,
I was like, okay, that might make him lose, but that's kind of a softball.
Right.
So that's why I was like, I made it such a turnaround.
Dude, I don't know why that got me, man.
Yeah.
I enjoyed that game.
I'm glad.
Yeah,
I'm glad.
That's a good one.
That's
fun.
That's two games in a row.
Yeah,
you guys are on a roll.
You know what?
Look at that.
Fuck off.
What's
that?
The green tea, the diet green teas from Costco.
They're amazing.
You don't like those?
Very good.
No, they're so fucking good, man.
Too good.
Oh, they're too good. Say.
Diet green tea, huh?
Oh, dude, this is like zero calories, and it's just,
It
literally tastes like citrus and green tea.
Huh. Yeah.
Interesting. Just I don't like really like green tea, but
nah, dude, these are good.
Interesting.
You don't really like green tea?
Not really.
Do you like tea in general?
Yes.
Okay.
Huge.
You might like it. You might
sweet
like
tea.
It.
I would love. Just I love it.
Yeah, sweet tea is delicious.
I'll open one up and you can have a sip of.
Like
it.
I actually prefer sweet teas that you can like taste the tea more than like just having
there's
an over shitload.
Oh, dude, I love real sweet tea. That's like you can taste the tea, you can taste the sweet.
And then if you get real tea taste with some sugar. It's balanced. It's an orgasm.
Yeah. Southern style sweet tea.
Mm.
Real like nothing
cornbread,
beats
Cane's
nothing beats
sweet
an
tea.
Actual sweet tea from the South.
No.
Cane's is amazing.
Cane's hot awesome. Chicken Takeover has really good sweet
hot
tea.
Hot Chicken Takeover does have really good tea.
City Barbecue had good
City
sweet tea too.
Longhorn.
Okay. Everybody has
McDonald's.
Good tea.
Yeah, McDonald's.
Are there, slabs. They can throw their hat in the ring.
Sometimes they're just too sweet though.
Yeah. But if you get a good balance.
Not. More often than not, there's two.
Once
sweet.
In a while. Speaking of McDonald's, did you guys see the article regarding their Coke and why it tastes different?
Oh, the metal.
No.
They use the metal lines.
Yes.
Yeah.
What do they do?
They transfer the Coke in these metal tins. Oh. And then when they set them up, they use these, like, different... It's a different... No one else does it.
It's a different process.
Yeah. They process it different.
Like the tubes that feed it to the dispenser?
Metal. Mm-hmm.
Are metal instead of plastic.
Yeah.
So they... okay. Yeah.
So it stays fizzy and, like... they said something about the syrup. Dude, it sets differently.
Yeah. I don't get soda from a lot of places, but like
their
I
would definitely get a Coke. Chipotle's from... Coke also. Chipotle, they must do the same metal
company.
Tin line.
They're the same company. Yeah. They were the same company. They were. Still are.
They also do the metal tin line.
Aluminium. Chipotle's sodas always taste like their Barks root beer. Mm-hmm. I love them for actually having Barks too.
Root beer's good.
I don't like root beer. I don't like root beer. Dr. Pepper.
Dr. Pepper is hands down the best soda.
Dude, we killed Dr. Pepper the other day.
We did.
I don't
drink soda very often.
Very often, no. Neither do I.
I haven't had a Coke in like
a long time. But the Dr. Pepper slapped.
Dude, every once in a while, a good Coke will just set you free, though.
It does, bro. Like on a hot day, sometimes I'm like, damn, dude, this tastes good.
When we went to go get that pizza without Dave that one time because
That Coke hit so that good. That was the first Coke I've had. That was probably the last time I had Coke.
Yeah.
And before that, it had been like almost
a
year.
I think that was my last time having Coke, too.
It hits so besides good.
Besides like Dr. Pepper.
Yeah. That pizza with that the combo.
Yeah, the pizza and combo Coke that Dave missed out on.
Yeah.
It was phenomenal.
Like, remember we kept eating it and we're like, damn, he's missing out on something.
Dude, we got to take you there, though, for real.
Hmm. Yes.
We should have went this week. We should have went this week. God,
your traps are impressive. How's that, by the way? Is that good?
That doesn't feel bad.
No, thanks.
Yeah,
like, I've told you. I have good hands.
Do you want me to massage your feet?
No.
You want me to spit on them and then rub them?
Mm. Would you be down to go get a massage with me?
Maybe. Depends on where we're going.
Would you prefer man or woman to rub you?
I'm going to be honest with you.
Man?
Yeah.
You want him to get in there.
Yeah.
See, that's why I'm going to be honest with you and say a girl, because I don't like people going too hard on it.
So you don't like the deep tissue, like no. When they're fucking just cranking.
Last time I went and got one, it was by a dude and it was deep tissue. Bro, that shit was deep fucking, like, were you I like, hurt whoa. For like two or three days afterwards.
Yeah, see, I don't want that.
Yeah, you be careful with that. My dad, my mom.
It feels so good.
My mom bought my wife like a massage chair, like you put it over top of a chair and you sit on it.
Yeah.
Well, it was all great, but here's my dad. We were watching. I forget what we were watching. I think it was a playoff game or something. And he was like, oh, my back's stiff. Let me sit on it. Well, I'm pretty sure it doesn't say sit on it for like 3 goddamn hours. So he did. Oh, and then like the next day, he was like, my back is fucking killing me. And I was like, yeah, you should have sat on it for 3 hours. That's not how it works. It's like a 30 minutes top. They have
limits on those things.
Yeah.
Dude, the hydro beds at like Planet Fitness.
Oh.
Dude, the hydro
beds. Those are phenomenal. Yeah, I like going 10 on 10.
Yeah,
I pump that up.
Yeah,
I like getting in there. Mm-hmm. I like deep tissue, but just don't hurt me.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Like, there's a fine line
the,
between
the person I went to last time when I got massaged definitely hurt me. Like, it hurt. The process hurt, but it felt good. But it hurt at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
But the first massage I got and it was pretty good. It was
did you
hot
get,
stone.
Did you get hard?
No.
No. What about you?
I've never had a massage.
Oh,
like not like a professional one.
Oh,
dude, we gotta go get professional massages. Have you ever had a professional? Yeah.
No, I haven't.
No.
Okay. The only massage I get, you know, massage?
Excuse me.
Only massage I've gotten is from Andrea.
Excuse me. Off our chest.
That's not true, sir. False.
And you rubbed my hamstring. Buddy. He did get up. He got pretty high on my thigh. I'm not going to say anything, but.
Off our chest to go get massages.
We should do that. Dude, would you ever want to go to the float spa?
You've seen
that
float,
thing
man.
At Easton? Apparently everybody can. You just lay back and you float. You just kind of float for like hours.
I would like to think it'd be fun.
You can do the same thing on the Ohio River.
Yeah, you can.
Yeah, except the water's not 30 feet deep.
Well, you know.
And have, like, mud.
That's real fun if you just jump off the bridge.
Would you guys ever do cryotherapy or chirotherapy?
Well, cryotherapy?
Yeah.
The cold chamber?
Yeah, when you get in the cold chamber and it's like negative fucking 80.
I'm going to be 100% honest with you. I don't see myself ever doing anything athletic enough to require me to do that.
What if you won like a package and it had that? Would you do it?
I'd try it out.
Do you like cold baths or cold showers?
They're not my favorite, but occasionally they work.
Dude, I love cold. Every once in a while, a cold shower fucking hits.
A few times after we got done golfing and I felt like I was just hot. I would get in a cold shower and be like, oh, like not like super cold.
Yeah, like a cool shower.
Yeah. And it would cool me off. And I was like, damn, that was nice.
Dude, on the Disney cruise I went on, they had like this fucking spa that had these different types of showers and like give you different temperatures and shit. And like a thunderstorm or the theme would thunderstorm or whatever.
Ooh.
But like the temperature would change. So some of them were really fucking hot, like 150 degrees, whatever.
That's hot.
Dude, some of them were like 35 degrees
when it would hit you. That's super cold.
Dude, it was fucking freezing. But like the difference, and then you could hop in the sauna after that, take a cold shower, hop in the sauna afterwards, or vice versa, dude. Oh,
bro.
Get out of that sauna, go to the cold shower. Fuck
yeah. What about like acupuncture? No, I don't like needles.
I would do acupuncture. The thing
I'd try it, but I'm not like excited for it.
The thing I honestly want to try and I need to look into is like chiropractic. Like
yeah,
like
would you guys ever do that?
I would love to.
I think I've been watching this dude on YouTube. I think it helped me a lot. MMA fighters, and he's been like fucking people.
I think it would help me a lot with like my back issues and shit.
I think it would.
I
think it would help me with my neck. Like I can only go like so. Like right here, it hangs. Right there, he'd be, and I'd be good to go.
And our insurance is covered.
That's true.
It covers chiropractors. Yeah.
The one dude I watched, he popped this girl's pubic bone.
Mm.
And she was like, what was that? And he was like, that was your pubic bone. I was like, she got turned on. Now, if you know how to pop a pubic bone, you know some shit.
I want them to pop my like shoulder blades.
Yeah, I want all my back.
My entirety of my back.
In my back. Yeah. Just hit me.
Honestly, I want like a good hip. I was gonna say,
get down on my knees and my feet.
Fuck with my sciatica a little bit. Yes. Whatever relieves that pain, dude. Get that shit the fuck out of here,
dude. I saw him do this one where he had people lay flat, and he would grab their legs and just pull them really quick. And he said that that's how it released the sciatic. Yeah. And the guy was like, I've never felt that before. He's like, it's gone. He was like, all the pain's gone.
Now I wonder if
I was like, that's crazy.
This would be a question I have to ask them, but I'm gonna ask you guys as well. I wonder if, being a big dude, if I can go to the chiropractor and be adjusted, you know?
Oh, dude, this dude was doing, like, bodybuilders at, like, 350 pounds of solid rock muscle.
Okay.
You're fine.
Fat boy's okay?
Yeah. All
right.
Yeah. Like, offensive linemen get it all the time in NFL.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
I mean, if he can do bodybuilders that are fucking, like, juked up, you can do a chubby guy.
You might have to throw him a tenner, but
I'll throw him a tenner.
I don't know if he's going to do any power moves. Like, hey.
I don't need no power moves. Yeah. I just need a little life adjustment.
my dude just goes off the top rope.
He's like,
Macho Man Randy Savage elbow.
You're like, what are you doing?
He's like,
this is going to help your back.
All right. Oh, I need you to put your face down on this table, please.
Okay.
La Luchadora!
You walk in, it's just a wrestling ring. I'm like, this is weird. This is different.
I didn't see this on the video online.
He's like, all right, I'm going to throw you. I'm going to clothesline you really hard. I'm going to hit your neck really nice. I'm like, Jesus. You ever wonder how they did that move, the clothesline from hell? Mm-hmm. You remember that move?
Oh, yeah,
he just fucking take his head off.
Yeah.
But he'd always hit him like,
perfect timing.
Hit me here.
Yeah.
It's all about the sell.
Yeah.
Dude, the people that sell about the move. Clothesline from hell.
Remember like Spike Dudley? When he'd get hit, he'd just like, he'd flip like a fucking javelin.
He'd sell
the
shit.
He'd put his body out. Yeah. I don't think I'd sell it.
Vince McMahon.
Oh, I'm a seller.
Vince McMahon.
He'd sell sold
that.
Every time he got stunned, it was like he got killed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was great. Yeah.
And The Rock.
Mm-hmm.
The Rock would fucking backflip and bounce off the ropes and shit. Yeah. I was like, that's dope.
Triple H took a lot of them. He took a good one.
Shane McMahon, good seller. Dude,
Shane McMahon, body slammed off the fucking Titantron. Almost killed his ass.
He's done that a few times.
Yeah.
Or I was
He's
like,
crazy.
Bruh.
He's crazy, dude.
He did that one where he jumps from like the ropes to the table.
Yeah.
I was like, dude, this dude's nuts. Those guys are crazy.
Obviously, Mick Foley's crazy.
I mean, Mick Foley's
the crazy. Him and Terry Funk.
Yeah.
They're like cut from the same cloth.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
It's like they're like, hey, what can we do that will make people just like shut the hell up?
They don't have that type of wrestling anymore, man.
No. It's all like, they're all worried about like brain injuries and stuff, which makes sense. Because if you look back, like they have like the old like WWF like chair shots.
Oh yeah, dude.
And the sounds, I'm like, dude, okay. I know the chairs aren't real, but you got to feel something.
Yeah, it definitely.
Because it sounds painful.
Oh, they're real. They're just like thin fucking metal.
Yeah, that's what I meant. Like they're not like,
dude.
Like a
when they accidentally grab the wrong chair
and just decleat someone.
Yeah.
Fire.
You know that happens.
Yeah, I quit.
Have you seen the one where they try to throw him through the table? And it doesn't break, and it just fucking shit whips their neck. I'm like, dude, he's dead.
Yeah.
I was like, they didn't like pre-cut that one.
They didn't cut me. They didn't do anything with that table.
Like, Jesus.
He just bounced off that motherfucker.
Yeah. That
was a catering table.
It was the other table to the right. Sorry. Forgot they had sheets on them.
Oh, dude.
Wrestling is awesome back in the day.
Yeah,
it's trash now.
Did we talk about McGregor beating that ass?
No.
Short fight.
Short fight, man.
Bro, that little shoulder bob he was doing, bro?
He's, dude. Like, kick. Bitch. How'd that feel? And then after that, it was just... Did Cowboy throw a punch?
A lot of people are saying it was a thrown fight.
It could have been. I don't know. Cowboy's taking McGregor's a lot of ass kickings. Just to get McGregor's name back out there.
I doubt it, but...
I don't think it would be.
Yeah, because, I mean...
I think UFC has a little bit more integrity than that, but yeah. I also thought the Houston Astros had integrity.
Well, bad judge of character.
Yeah.
I think I
can see why people are saying that, especially with how quick it was and everything. Yeah. But I think if you watch it, you can see.
Oh, dude, yeah.
Like, Cowboy was really trying. He was just getting his shit whipped.
Yeah, he got his shit rocked.
Like, McGregor was ready.
Wow.
I will say, like, I know this is, like, softy of me or whatever, but, like, one of my favorite things about the fight is the fact that he was actually, like, kind of back to the original Conor, where like he could talk, but he was like still respectful.
Right.
Yeah, he wasn't like crazy guy.
Actually, like hugging Cowboy, then hugging Cowboy's grandma, and like being so supportive. Like, it was like, all right, there you go. Like, you get it.
It wasn't that dickhead. That
dickhead McGregor probably would have body slammed the grandma.
Exactly. Like, it made him seem more like a human again.
Yeah.
Granny would have got shit. That's the McGregor everybody fell in love with.
Right.
Yeah. Not the one that's like
leave it all in the octagon, man.
Yeah.
Not the fucking billionaire strike.
And let's be honest, no one wants to see Mayweather McGregor too.
No.
I don't want to see
Although
that.
If it was Mayweather.
Now if it's Mayweather McGregor in their octagon.
Yes,
I do want to see
I'll watch it. Don't like say it's octagon, but it's still boxing.
I enjoyed that fight. I enjoyed that fight. I thought McGregor did a hell of a fucking job.
He did better than I thought he would.
Dude.
Exactly. I thought he did better than I thought he would.
But then you could kind of see just the difference.
Fucking Mayweather.
You're literally talking about the greatest boxer.
Exactly.
Arguably ever.
Best boxer of all time.
His style of boxing, he is hands down the greatest.
Yes. Yeah, of not getting hit.
Yeah.
Half a pound,
the best boxer. The new age boxers where it's all designed to not get hit and only make him count.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He is the greatest boxer of all time at that.
You're going to put a UFC ground and pound striker?
You have someone that has to worry about everything, not just punches.
The only argument against McGregor is that while he was in his prime, he didn't fight the top guys.
No, and it's very true.
That's why, like, when people say, like, I've had friends that say, like, he's the greatest of all time. No, he's not.
Yeah, why didn't he fight?
He's top three. Don't get me wrong. He's at least up to top five.
What's the big Russian dude?
The one that beat him? That one? Or are you talking about the big Russian dude? Like, are you talking about, like, big as in, like, stature or, like, big as in, like, status?
Status.
Like.
Yeah, what is his? The one that beat him, right?
Triple M or.
No,
the other guy.
Khabib?
Yes, thank you. That's Khabib. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, he's a beast.
Let's fight him a couple more times.
Yeah. But, I mean, even Mayweather, like I said with him, that's what I was arguing, Mayweather. Khabib's a UFC fighter.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was arguing for Mayweather.
No, I know. Oh. I was just saying.
Oh, confuse me.
You were talking about fighting people in his prime.
Yeah. Yeah, like if Conor fights Khabib kicked the shit out of Conor last time.
Yeah.
I don't think it would be any different. Khabib's like, you remember GSP? Like, and how he would just take people down and then just hold them and just beat the shit out of them and then it would end.
Yeah.
That's how Khabib does. But last time, Khabib showed he could stand too and kick the fuck out of whoever he fought. That's why I like UFC because it kind of like, at any time, you can get caught.
Yeah.
Like with something.
Absolutely.
I like
flying knees and.
I like the big fights in UFC.
Yeah.
I'm not going to sit here and say I watch every fucking UFC fight now. But when Lesnar was in there,
Lesnar's I was watching those shits. Bro. Remember on my birthday, we watched him beat the dog shit out of that Frank Mir? He was pounding his face in.
Dude, that was a real quick fight,
Michael
too, wasn't
Bisping
it?
Got his shit slept.
Yeah.
Like, he was snoring. I was like, bruh, those are always good fights.
Good night.
I don't like the UFC fights that are just, like, either just all they're doing is taking each other down. They're not going for, like, submissions or strikes. They're just, like, tackling each other.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, okay, let's get something going.
You remember when Brock won his first fight and he like grabbed the microphone? He was like, I'm going to go home.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm going to have sex with my hot ass wife.
Yeah.
And I'm going to go home. I'm drinking Coors Light because Bud Light doesn't pay me anything. Like, points right at the octagon.
Yes.
Yeah. I was like, Jesus.
That shit was legendary, dude. When I saw him do that,
he was pretty good, man. He was pretty good.
Yeah.
He's surprisingly had a lot of health problems and stuff.
Yeah. Well, you know, CTE.
That too.
Yeah.
And he had that weird stomach thing. Just weird.
It's
like,
because he has a penis on his chest.
Yeah.
Dude, that tattoo.
That
bro,
sword placement is terrible.
Goes right up the throat.
Yeah. That's a penis chest.
That skull
penis
in the back, bro.
The skull in the back's dope.
The skull in the back is
dope. The sword in the front.
Too much.
Bad idea.
Yeah. let's be honest. If he's in front of us, we say it's cool.
Oh, I'm going to dap him up and be like, bro, oh, I want one. You want to tap that on me?
I'm like, bro, come on.
Let's be honest. He's kind of scary.
Kind of.
Even if fake wrestling, he's still scary as a motherfucker.
Bro, imagine like you're like dating a girl and you like go meet your parents and it's Brock Lesnar.
Fucking Lesnar.
Oh my god.
He fucking just picks you up. He's like F5. He's like, hey, let's play the trampoline. I'm like, dude.
What time are you going to have her home tonight? 9:30, sir. That's what I thought.
That's what he does if he likes you. If he doesn't, he gives the real UFC shit. Yeah. He just beats the fuck out of you.
Dude, yeah.
I'm going to sit here on my porch drinking a Coors Light
with
having sex
off,
with my hot-ass like, wife until you come home with my daughter.
His wife's Sable. She's fine.
Wait, what?
Sable.
No.
Yes.
He married Sable. She's like 105.
No, he's married to Sable. Yep.
100%.
Dude, she's 1,000%.
Not
that old.
Sable's like 50.
Yeah, I mean, Brock Lesnar's like fucking
Sable
50,
was
dude.
Old when
Brock
we
Lesnar's
were
like
young.
40, dude. Brock Lesnar's young. Let's look. You who's looking up who?
I'm looking up Sable Brock Lesnar right now.
Okay. Then I'll just look at my phone because you got it.
She's 52.
Okay. How old's Lesnar?
35. No, I was guessing.
Oh, you're guessing?
I was guessing.
He's probably
42.
See?
There's 10 years difference.
10 years. Oh, Sable in the 90s, bro, was fine as hell, though.
Also,
oh, dude, hell yeah.
And her
are they married?
Entrance music.
Did you confirm that?
What?
Did you confirm that they're married?
They are married.
Yeah. I know what I'm talking about, bro.
That's a low
price. Yeah, man.
Hey, she's still not bad.
No, she's not. Like,
she's had a lot of plastic surgery, though.
Oh, disgusting. Absolutely.
Like, it's...
Trish Stratus is way better.
Oh, my God.
Stacey Keebler, way better.
Lita. I had a thing for her.
Lita was so...
The way her thong hung out of her pants.
Dude. Whale
my
tail.
Goodness.
Whale tail.
And Stacey Keebler, every time she bent over that middle rope, I was like, huh! As a 12-year-old, that's like porn.
Trish Stratus.
Mm.
Trish Stratus was so sexy. So.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
She's
so
like
fucking
a,
gorgeous.
She was like a 10.
Her and Lita were my things.
And you know what's cool about them? Not only were they good looking, they're dope in the ring.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
When they came on, I was still want to watch.
China.
Right.
China. Yeah. She was good. She was a good wrestler.
Yeah.
She's ugly.
Oh, yeah. She's
ugly.
She's not a
good, she was a
she's
dude.
Not an attractive woman.
Pretty sure she was a guy.
No, I saw the videos.
I was going to ask if you
with
did.
X-Pac.
I never did.
You never saw the videos?
No, I've never seen
those. X-Pac's in there.
Yeah, she's getting fucking
every time I saw him, though, I just kept hearing his, like, that. You remember the beginning of his...
X-Pac.
Yeah. I thought like, he was going to do that when he came.
God.
He's like, X-Pac.
That's amazing. I'd give him a tenner. Give him a tenner.
Dude, what's been the best celebrity porn tape?
Kim Kardashian was a big one.
That was a good one.
That was a good one.
Launched her career.
Kim K was a good
Paris Hilton.
Paris Hilton's big.
She can suck it.
I don't know what it is about Paris Hilton, man, but I enjoy looking at her.
Yeah, she's
man.
Hot. It's because she's like the prototypical. Let's try and say it. the prototypical. She's the prototypical like blonde hair, tan, like 03 look. That's hot. She's still hot now, but she's skinny.
I
she could use a little meat.
I'm gonna be honest with you. I have no idea who we're talking about.
Paris Hilton.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was lost.
Yeah. Paris Hilton, dude.
You know
I got lost in Gurdaddy land,
yeah.
And I was just there.
But she's hot.
You
she was like
a
dick
not
for
a fan
shit.
Of? Nicole Richie.
No, she was
I never understood.
I didn't understand that relationship.
I mean, I just never understood why people thought they were pretty. She was pretty.
There's another Luther anthem.
Wow.
What are other... I'm trying to think of any other... Oh, Tommy Lee and Pamela Anderson had one.
Yeah.
Pamela Anderson was hot in the 90s. She's big.
Yeah.
Not anymore, though.
Yeah, Baywatch was definitely...
Tequila?
Bro, have you seen her recently?
No, what's going on
with
her?
Bro, she is fugly.
Really?
And she's lost her goddamn mind.
Yeah,
hold
she's
on.
She's like white supremacy.
She, her name's
know.
Like Tornado
is she,
Twin.
Is she on fucking like...
Yeah, her name's Tornado now, bro.
Is it Tornado now?
Tornado, like Ajin.
I'm gonna look her up.
And she doesn't wear makeup. She like... She's real holy and like Christian. She said,
what?
Like, yeah, she's nuts, bro.
This
her name's Tornado something. I saw it just the other day. She does not look the same. She used to be pretty hot. She's gone way downhill. Far downhill. And
dude,
she's
I can't
lost her
find
mind.
Her anything about
hold
her.
On, I think I had it.
I just say Miss Tila Tequila.
Buddy.
Nope.
What? Buddy. I think you're wrong, buddy.
Yeah.
Dude, I think you're fucking way wrong.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, no,
I
you are. I'm day. Watching a video right now. Her Twitter is like supporting like her going live and like being a cam girl.
She's a cam girl now?
Yeah. Literally, her tweet from 4 days ago, who wants to see my wet pussy?
What?
That's her.
Let me see.
I think that's old then, dude.
There's no way that's Tila Tequila.
Let me show you. Where is her actual name?
There's no way that's Tila Tequila,
yes,
bro.
Yes, it is, bro. I'm telling you. Her new name in 2018, Tornado Thien. So I'm going to look that up. Tornado Thien.
Oh, yeah. I guess Tila Nguyen, Miss Tila, Tornado Thien.
Yeah, that's her new name, bro. What the fuck, looking up bro? Old shit.
She's from Singapore.
Bro, this isn't old. This is 10 hours Tornado. Ago. What a wild ride it was this morning live. Haha, kissy emoji.
Tornado Thien.
Give me super hearts to start the show. He. 16 hours.
Look ago. At her fucking Instagram, bro.
I'm telling you what her verified Twitter is telling you.
But that's 2018, though.
This is her last fucking thing. Look, she has 9,000 followers.
But, bro, that's a different person,
Team
bro.
Jesus.
I think that's a different
that's
person.
That's her, bro.
Buddy.
No, that's definitely not Tila Tequila now. Bro, that's Tila Tequila now.
Dude, there
buddy.
Are fucking...
Bro, look.
Buddy.
Buddy.
This is...
Buddy, that's a different... That's a whole different
that's
person.
That's an old fucking video.
This is not... Bro, that's 10 hours ago.
Just because you posted it doesn't mean it's not a new video.
Buddy.
Yeah, dude.
15 hours ago. Hurry and watch me live show or else I'm getting off.
Tila Tequila or Tornado CN has a GoFundMe page to record a gospel album.
When was that?
March 28th, 2019.
So last year?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm talking about 2 days ago. Are you allowed to strip on Facebook? LOL, all in caps.
It's not her, bro.
It's a verified Twitter account, Taylor.
That doesn't mean anything. That doesn't mean anything.
The Tila Tequila
really means it.
Okay, if we have anybody that's still listening to this nonsense that's going on right now, if can you look up Tornado Thien and Tila Tequila and tell us who's who? It's the same person.
I mean, it's fine. She may have, but she has fallen out of that, my guys.
Dude, maybe. What if she has like multiple personalities?
Maybe
she
knows?
Probably does.
What if she's like Christian selling that thing and then she's selling her fucking pussy on.
I don't know. All she said was fucking, she kept saying, she says some crazy shit, bro.
What is this, my guy?
Yeah, what are we listening to? Do we have this fucking...
What's going on?
Yeah, she did have a spat where, like, she was going crazy. And, like, at one point she was doing, like, fucking, like, white supremacy shit and, like...
Really?
Being, like, super racist and shit.
Wow.
Yeah, she still does that. Apparently, she had a brain aneurysm in 2012. So maybe that threw her off.
Huh. You know what I mean? I mean, she's kind of old, too. Right?
Like, yeah, how she's old like is 48, she? Bro.
Yeah, she's not.
Yeah.
Or maybe she's like 30-something. I don't know. I don't think she's much older than us.
She's 38, bro. 38.
She looks rough for 38.
She's 4'11", my dude.
Without makeup, fugly.
Yeah. I mean, we're not okay, listen here.
Like, my God, she's ugly.
We're not out here to judge anybody.
I'm judging the fuck out of her. She's hideous without makeup. Look at that. That's like a different person. If you went to sleep with the girl on the right and woke up with the girl on the want the left and run to the right, I'm running. That's scary.
Hey, man.
She went from Tila Tequila to Tornado at the end. And, like, with makeup on. Maybe she has a character she portrays.
Yeah, who knows?
But, I mean, she's,
It's crazy, man.
She did have a nice sex video, though.
I didn't know there would be so much hot debate over Tila Tequila tonight.
I mean, to me, I could care fucking less what she looks like. But it was just... all I saw was some article on Yahoo saying she's lost her fucking mind. So, and that was, like, a couple weeks ago.
Huh. Very interesting.
Yeah, that's the only reason why I knew her name was Tornado,
yeah, that's
whatever
crazy.
Her fucking
I did not
was.
Know that.
I didn't know that either.
I always wondered what happened to her. She went from, like, relevant to, like, well, semi-relevant to, like...
She had some fire-ass porn videos there for a second.
Mm.
One was lesbian, and then the other one, she so some dude that was talking that way too fucking much.
Mm.
Nothing worse than a porn video where the guy's making too much noise. How about a little bit of shutty? Like, we don't hear for you.
A little bit of shutty, Mike.
You're not the star. in the title. You're not even in the star of the fucking. You're not even in the title. Mm-hmm. It says Big Girl Titties.
Big Girl Titties, yeah. Volume 44.
My, yeah. My dude's out there making like $500 while the starlet's making like 20 grand.
Yeah.
How much?
What's the average for, do you think, for like a porn video?
Are we talking about production value, or are we talking about amateur?
Yeah, like
porn?
Once you get up to like a decent,
like Bang Bros, or are we talking about Bang Bros videos?
Yeah, like a well known place, but not maybe not like right. Top. You're not a top tier star yet. You're just starting. Right. Out. I'd say like probably like 4 or 5 grand.
I'd say like five, probably about five. Dude, I'd probably say like 5 to 10 grand a video.
A dude, probably not much.
Yeah, that's like you're a couple nothing. Hundred bucks.
You're literally like a.
You're a, you're a dick in a sea of dicks.
Yeah. Dick in a sea of unless dicks. You have like a fucking dick.
Nah, you're still a dick in a sea of fucking dicks.
That's true.
That's a good point.
Like, if you have a big dick in like normal society, you're little in the porn world.
What if you're little in normal society?
Then you're just.
You're an anomaly. You're an anomaly in porn.
You're not even on the show.
Like, they just don't cast normal dicks.
Have you seen like the supposed, like the Bang Bros when they like bring the random guy?
No, I've never seen that.
Well, I'm just saying because like. Those videos are like the regular guys like can't get hard at all. I'm like, come on, my guy. I feel bad. I'll start rooting for him.
I've seen that.
I'm like, come on, dude. What are we doing? This is your time to
shine.
Like,
they're sitting in the fucking Bang Bus slapping his soft ass cock.
Yeah. And they make fun of just roasting him.
Roasting him. They like drop him off on the side of the road.
Yeah. With his pants off. I'm like, what are we doing? I was like, bro, now everybody's going to see you and make fun of you.
Hey, man.
There it is.
If any of you guys are ever on Bang Bros,
how much money am I getting?
What if they said, like, none, but you get to fuck a porn star?
No, I don't want to fuck a porn star. I want money.
Okay,
$200. $200 to get made fun of my small ass dick flopped around in the Bang Bus?
Yeah, but, bro, what if you had a small one, but you just put it down for all the small guys?
Do I get free Canes?
Yeah.
Are they taking me to
the
Canes?
They're
going to
take you to Canes after you fuck.
If I don't roll up to Canes in the Bang Bus for my fucking Caniac after banging a porn star and my $200 in my pocket, I'm going to be pissed off.
Bro, you get hit at your Canes? While she's on top of you.
I open it up and it's fucking honey mustard instead of cane sauce.
And then you put some honey mustard in her.
Yeah, I do. Then I have a cream pie for dessert.
That's disgusting.
On that note.
Oh, it's stuck in my teeth.
That's almost threw up. Thanks for everybody who listens to this. Just like threw up. What is that? What are we doing?
I'm stuck clearing in my teeth.
I'm clearing my throat, Daddy.
Jesus. All right. I can't believe Dave yelled at me because I said Tila Tequila is different.
I didn't yell at you.
Stood up for her a lot.
I wasn't standing up for
you
her.
You took her side.
I was not taking sides. I was
all
showing
I said
you
was
the proof
she
that you
had lost
wrong,
her mind.
Excuse me, gentlemen.
Instead of having a normal debate, he tried to raise his voice.
He did raise
No, because I was right.
He even said Taylor.
Yeah, he called me by my full name.
He did.
It's because I was right.
It's a good thing I'm reformed.
Dude, he pulled out your entire government.
There
name.
Was
I
a verified check mark next to a 2-hour-old tweet that proved my case.
I'm just saying, I have a case.
We need to pull up naked photos.
I'm just going off of what
naked
I saw.
Naked photos need
bro,
to be
just
pulled
go
up.
To her Twitter.
All I saw
is it naked?
Was that
someone there, yeah.
All I saw was that she had lost her mind. Did I do research? No, because guess what?
But you were trying to argue with me when I was
Taylor
showing you the
Taylor doesn't give
tweets.
A fine fuck what Tila Tequila does. If she died tomorrow, I'm not losing sleep.
Taylor, when you go back to listen to this 15 times over to make sure it sounds decent, you're going to realize that you were the one that started arguing, even though you're claiming you didn't care.
All I said was, I don't care. But I just said she's been losing her mind. That's why I kept saying it, and you jumped on me. That's all I'm saying.
Because I was telling you that was old news. Yeah, look at that.
Wow.
Yeah. Everybody's seen her naked.
Wow. I don't know, dude. I don't like fake boobs, though.
I don't
like real boobs. Like,
the fake boobs that look real nice. Not the ones that are, like, super fake.
Yeah.
Like, where they're just sitting there, like, they look like globes.
Like, I just like hangy sacks of skin. That's what I like. Just give me hangy sacks of skin and we're good.
Some Terry Folds.
Terry Folds.
I have an announcement to make.
Uh-oh.
2020 is Reform Taylor.
Reform Taylor?
Yep. When people raise their voice at me unfairly, I am no longer going to lose my temper or look at them any differently. So, David, I apologize if I upset you.
You didn't upset me, buddy.
And I caused you to raise your voice over Tila Tequila. All I was doing was saying what I saw.
Okay, buddy.
Take this picture of Tila Tequila as...
That's your prize for winning.
This is what Steve-O's going to be doing the rest of the night.
Yeah. How about you put your phone down so we can still record?
Oh, she was pregnant at some point. I need to get those photos.
Huh?
What's going on?
Tila Tequila... Tila Tequila shows off baby bump as she poses poolside in skimpy dot dot dot.
Mm.
Ooh.
That's good.
Bookmark that.
My ass is hot. Yeah, it is.
You're gonna follow her now?
Mm. Yeah, he is.
That's interesting.
Mm.
Off Our Chest podcast. Just started following
Tila Tequila. I'm going to start DMing Tila Tequila on the daily.
Dude, if we got her on here, our following would go up.
Hey, Tila.
Hey.
Hey.
Tila, and she, guess what? She probably has nothing to do.
Tequila, come out here and defend yourself to Columbus, Ohio.
Yeah.
We'll
have you on as a guest. We'll ask you our fucking questions.
Makeup or no makeup.
You can come cam girl in our fucking apartment and flick your bean.
And then up until you say something like really racist, we'll keep you on.
Because
as soon as she says that,
we haven't played NASCAR, so by the time you get here, we might be racist too.
That's true.
I'll
be doing this by myself.
You see that Derek and Patrick Motors? She done cut me off.
What? Are South you Park. Okay?
South Park episode, dog.
He's still mad.
Oh, okay.
He raised his voice. The adrenaline's still going. I used to be there.
David Tower Edits, Rock Fan 03.
I used to be there at one point.
Stay sexy.
And now that I'm reformed, I understand where he comes from.
SJ Mad on Snapchat.
What are we doing? We're not ending. We're still going. I'm just saying. It's 2020, guys.
He's not listening no more.
He's not. Done. It's fine. It's okay.
It's like the old days now. This is trash.
He has to cool off. I understand.
He should have a popsicle.
He should. Popsicles are cold.
Do you want popsicles?
And they will cool you off.
You don't want a popsicle? No, what if I force feed you a popsicle?
What if he rapes your mouth with a popsicle?
No, thank you.
See, again, here's the testiness.
Mm.
I can't believe it.
Who's giving testiness?
Out of all we built...
I love him.
...through this podcast...
There was no thank you.
I thought we built a solid foundation. And yeah. I was like, you know what? 2020 is a new year for Taylor. I'm going to be different. I'm going to be more happy and joyful. And then I try to... say something about Tila Tequila, and the world changed. All of a sudden, things get real. And the foundation we built melts
right in front of our eyes.
All because of Tila Tequila. Or Tornado at the end, whoever the fuck you are.
I didn't know the podcast and our friendships would come down to Tila Tequila.
Me neither. I thought, like, you know, it's his birthday. Not his birthday anymore. But technically it is.
It is his birthday. That's why I offered a popsicle.
Yeah. His ass. And that's why I was like, you know what? He's angry. And I'm okay.
It's all right, bro.
And I reformed myself.
Tila Tequila is an excessive subject
see,
for me.
Look, he just mixed my name with her. That's how mad he is with me.
Yeah, yeah. That's it. That's what
I'm
doing.
I'm drunk.
Taylor Tequila.
Yep, that's what I said.
God. Mm-hmm. Unbelievable.
We love each other still. Let's all shake each other's hands.
You're shaking my left hand.
No,
though.
Shake his hand.
No, this one. I'm sorry.
Now, give me that hand.
No.
That hand.
We have to shake each other's
hand. I
have to
hold my microphone.
No, you don't. Put it down for a fucking second.
I can't.
Put it, David, put your fucking microphone down for one fucking second.
Okay.
I love you guys.
Love you. Love you. This is great.
This is the worst circle jerk I've ever
had. That was terrible. All
right. Well,
I do love you guys, though.
But
I love our listeners more, so thanks for listening.
Yeah, thanks you guys for listening and being on my side. 2020 has already been very emotional for me.
Yeah. Rest in peace, Kobe.
Yep.
Yep.
I got yelled at.
Okay. About to get yelled at.
For no reason. Just wanted to say that. I didn't do anything.
I can only imagine him fighting with Andrea.
I tried to hold my laugh in and I couldn't.
It's like all over and he's just like, I got yelled at for no reason. Dude, you're like Michael Scott in The Office right now. Like, I just got yelled at for no reason.
That's what I feel like. I feel personally attacked. All I did was try to have a conversation.
Hey man, did he stutter?
He didn't.
Alright.
So,
love you, David.
Love you too.
We love you.
Love you too.
Let's be clear, we're not shitting on you right now.
No, we're not.
Didn't say anybody was... What?
I'm just expressing
Where does my man vent? He's getting it off his chest. Get it off your chest, bud.
I'm not venting. I'm just expressing to you.
It's, okay. He's a new man. He's a new man in 2020.
I don't vent anymore.
I'm sorry. You're right. You use the emotional.
I'm very emotional.
Tequila, tequila is a hot fucking subject tonight. Mm,
apparently. It wasn't for me.
Yeah.
And I'll remember. We'll put that in the don't mention box. And we'll secure that box.
Yeah.
Dig it. And we just won't.
Bury it deep, bud.
Yeah.
Bury it deep.
We'll just not.
I'm going to bury it deep into my asshole. Yeah. All right. Do you know where they can find me?
Nobody cares where they can find you. We're not ending yet.
Fucking why are you so antsy?
I'm fucking tired.
Oh, are you a little tired, bud?
Why are you about tired?
You a little tired, are you, bud? Bud, you tired?
You see how he's lashing out at people tonight?
He is.
Okay. All right, let's
just
end it.
His face.
Right. Dude, your fucking face. I love you.
Your face showed everything there.
Let's just end it. You're right. Everyone's tired. It's time to go home.
Everybody's tired.
Good night.
We're having sleep a great time.
Don't let the bed bugs bite.
This is why. I'm just going to let everybody know. This is why Andre doesn't like having fights with me. Because this is how I do.
Yeah, try fighting with both of you.
Well, you wouldn't have had to fight with us if you were nice.
Yeah.
I'm not fighting with you.
Yeah.
No, I'm not.
You're fighting with
everyone's
me.
Fighting.
You're fighting with me.
Everyone's
hey,
I feel like
I'm right. Not fighting with you. You're fighting with me. So.
You're absolutely right. Guys. I feel like I am the problem here, and I've been the problem.
Oh, shut the
so
fuck
you're
up!
Absolutely right.
Look, now he's trying to do
shut
the
fuck
no,
up, David.
No sorrow. You're just absolutely right.
I love you.
No, you're good. Shut up. It's absolutely fair. You're absolutely right. Trash.
I love you. Shut up.
He knows we love him.
I know.
It's just trash.
So sometimes we have to. I gave him a big hug when I got here.
He did.
Yeah.
And that was out of. Pure love.
It's just, yeah. Tequila,
but then you brought up tequila.
Tequila, tequila is such a sore fucking.
It was
sore fucking.
I almost sugar, feel like man. We need some type of therapy.
Yeah.
Yep.
Might.
Let's go. Let's all go see a couples therapist and talk about tequila. Tequila. I have nipples too.
Regular ass nipples.
Yeah.
Regular ass nipples.
Do you? What? Wait. What?
I have regular ass nipples.
What do you? Kind of nipples do you have?
Regular ass nipples.
He has regular ass nipples.
Prove
what
it.
Kind of nipples I have?
I don't know.
That's true. My nipples are hidden.
What kind of nipples do you have?
I don't know. Last
are they regular ass nipples?
I think they're regular.
If I remember correctly, they're regular ass nipples.
It's been a while. But so you've seen them.
This all started as a random joke. Steve-O was playing Madden, and one of his players scored a touchdown, and I was announcing it. What was the receiver's name? It was a receiver.
I legit have no idea.
God.
Let's just make up.
Yeah, it was like, AJ, regular ass nipples green, scored that touchdown. And then we started laughing. And then he scored another touchdown. I was like, I told you, motherfuckers, my nipples was regular.
They've been regular nipples since that day.
Just pictured, like, AJ Green in the locker room. Like,
he's like, I got these regular ass
nipples. Look at my nipples.
Like, hey, yo, AJ, what's up with your nipples? Man, the regular ass nipples, man.
Man, shit. I ain't got no pepperoni boys.
I don't like those.
I love pepperoni nipples.
You do? Like, they cover the whole tit.
Yeah, I like a big nipple.
I'm not
nipple.
A big fan.
Big areola, big nipple, yeah. I'm that type
just,
of guy.
I just like boobs.
Yeah,
I'm not gonna
be honest. I like
but...
all boobs, but yeah, that shit, I like that shit.
Like, if we said, like, make your perfect boob, what are we going for?
Like a D with, okay. like a silver dollar-sized nipple. Areola, I mean.
Oh, pretty. Okay. I was gonna say a dollar-sized nipple.
Areola.
That's a mouthful.
With, like, just, like, a little fucking, like a chocolate chip nipple. Like a little just
chocolate
little,
chip. That's little,
chip,
bro.
No, like a big chocolate chip.
A little chocolate like, chip, huh? That's pretty descriptive.
Yeah. Interesting.
I wonder.
What kind of race she is.
little chocolate chip. Little white, light, little white chocolate macadamia chip. She got regular ass nipples, I'll tell you that much.
Man.
Regular
ass nipples.
Interesting. What about you, Dave? What are your type?
Just
anything,
naked.
Huh?
Just naked.
What if she has some, like, National Geographic nips?
Yeah,
like, oh, I'm talking about, like, they're, like, out there.
Yeah, man. You fucking stroke them with your fingers while you suck on the tip.
So you're just playing with them like that.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Like a Twizzler.
No, that's terrible. God, no.
That would be terrible.
No, there are some limits.
Like, what if they're polars?
Polars?
What?
Yeah, polars.
What does that mean?
Bro, polars.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
well, I heard
okay,
you like
you keep
the third
saying
time,
it, but it doesn't explain it. Yeah. So come on,
I'm about to turn into Dave here in a second. Get very angry.
Look, I think it's 2020 and you reformed
bro,
yourself.
Bro, the nipples point down like the South Pole. Polars.
Oh, so they're saggy.
God, that was terrible.
That was wait.
Pullers.
That's what we came up with after pullers.
You had all that time.
I thought you were going to say, like, oh, what about when you rub ice cubes on them or something?
Okay, listen. A, excuse me, ice cubes are fun. B, not every joke is a hit or miss.
Yeah, that's true.
No, every joke is a miss. You're right. How do you feel about, like, poofy nipples? Or, like, poofy, like,
areas? Poofy?
Yeah.
What, have you ever seen that? Poofy boys.
Like, no. You mean, like, what do we mean, poofy?
Yeah, like, poofy. Like,
they're like not just regular-ass nipples. They're poofy.
Right, they're poofy. Mm.
I mean, they're not bad.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. I like a regular-ass nipple, bro.
That's fair. That's fair.
Just a clear-cut areola. Maybe a little caramel. Caramel color.
A little caramel?
Did any of you watch Friends? Like, a lot?
I've never seen Friends.
No?
I'm just kidding. Yes, I watched Friends.
Okay, I was going to say. I know some people, like, literally didn't watch it, but do you watch Friends?
Not really.
Oh, well, Andrea watches it religiously. And show. I've watched so many episodes now, I've realized that Jennifer Aniston's nipples are always hard.
Yeah. They kept that studio like they 50 did. Degrees.
Like, and she has some pointy nips.
Yeah, man.
She's got some nipples on her.
It's like the Madonna bra.
She's got some nipples.
She's got some nipples on her. I don't know if they're regular or not, but they're nipples.
That'd be a good compliment for a girl. You know what?
Regular ass nipples.
I just looked at you. You got some good nipples on you.
You got some good ass nipples, girl.
That's a good pickup line.
Try it out.
Your nipples good as fuck, girl. You got polars or you got regular ass nipples? I'm trying to find out, girl. Come take your bra off.
Do you think anybody has a nipple like
nippleitis?
Piercing?
Nope.
What if your nipples fell off?
When you like something a lot?
Nipple fetish.
Yeah. Nipple fetish.
Oh, of course there's nipple. Dude, pregnant nipples? There's pregnant nipples. Those there's little fucking, nipples.
Those are poofy like
nipples,
a motherfucker.
There's Nat Geo nipples. Bro, there's nipples.
There's nipples. I remember Austin had a dream about Andrea, and he said she had spaghetti nips. So when I first saw her naked, I was like, oh my God. I was like, this is going to be terrible. And I was like, oh, okay, she's good. Thank God.
No spaghetti nips.
Austin even asked, like,
what is a spaghetti nipple?
I don't know. He said, dude, her nipples were like spaghetti noodles. And they're like, she also had bats fly out her ass. Don't know where that came from. But that was Austin's dream.
Multi-talented.
Austin's dream.
We need to get Austin over here.
We should, bro. Why are you looking at your phone?
Fingers up his asshole.
Because I'm trying to keep my eyes goddamn open.
This guy always has to complain.
Here we go.
God. Nope. You're right. We should end it.
No.
No, because now you're going to...
We only said we were ending it 15 minutes ago.
That's because we were at a hostile point, and I wanted to end it for everybody's friendliness. But now that our man over here has calmed down, you fell asleep, and I'm back to normal, zen, we're good. So we can go for another 3 or 4 hours.
Let's do it.
Yeah, see, he's game. We can go another 2 hours.
Fun. Yeah, let's do that.
Let's get him some. It is. It's his party time. You got to suck it up.
All right.
Party and birthday.
Fuck that. We're not going more hours.
No, we're going to go for like another 10 minutes or 8.
8 minutes?
Yeah, because it's at 121, so I figured 130 is a solid stopping point. Hey.
Yeah, got, 8 more minutes.
Yeah, 9 more minutes. 9 more minutes. I'm going to Disney World.
That's exciting, man.
I am. I'm excited. I love Disney.
My brother and his family are going to Disney
World.
When
are they
going?
Are they going the same time as me?
No, they're going Thursday. They leave.
Oh, they're going like, whoa.
Mm-hmm.
How much did they pay, do you know?
I do not.
Okay, I was just saying.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, just if you ask.
But it's also a family of 4. So
they paid a lot then. A lot more. Yeah.
But they're driving as well.
Disney's not cheap.
No.
They've been cranking their prices up.
Mm-hmm.
I noticed. Like, I looked at a couple hotels. Some of those hotels for like an average night was like $700.
Jesus.
I was, what are we doing? Mm. I got one for $210.
Well, you know.
Boom.
It takes a lot of money to keep Mickey Mouse warm, bro.
It does, bro. I would love him. I love him.
Yeah, Mickey Mouse is awesome.
Should I get a Mickey Mouse hat or a Goofy hat? Should. I think Goofy hat. Goofy's my guy.
Mickey Mouse.
I got a Disney Pixar hat when I went.
Did you?
Mm-hmm.
You still have it.
Somewhere.
Mm, you should wear it. Mm. Who's your favorite Disney character? Like, the main group?
I don't know. Like, probably Mickey, I guess.
Mm-hmm. What about you? Dave?
Goofy.
Same. Goofy's guy.
Goof Troop was my stuff growing up.
Yeah. Him and his fucking teeth. His ears. He's like a dog. That was really good.
That was really good.
You try yours. No. Two.
I don't know Goofy though. I never watched the movies.
Oh,
so good.
His was.
I didn't really grow up on Disney, so I don't know a lot of the characters.
I mean, I didn't grow up on them, but I love them.
Right.
As soon as I went when I was a kid, I was hooked.
Yeah.
Max Daffy or is it Daffy or Donald? Which one? Donald. Daffy's on Looney Tunes.
Yeah.
Okay. And why'd they do that? Why'd they name them so similar?
The Itchy and Scratchy Show.
It's the Itchy and Scratchy Show.
Mm-hmm. Brum, 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 brum.
Wow.
Itchy and Scratchy was a good show.
It was.
Like a show inside the show, like Showception.
Was it?
Huh?
Was it?
Yeah.
What other shows have shows inside shows?
Rick and Morty.
Rick and Morty, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Those are like the only. Like, well, no,
Simpsons has the Krusty the Clown. He's a big.
Yeah.
Krusty, yeah.
Yeah. I don't really watch The Simpsons, though.
You're not missing much. Like, no. Historically, they're amazing.
Yeah.
But, like, I don't know. Just kind of bland.
I feel like recently they've kind of really fell off.
I've always sat here and truly, truly asked myself in this situation, like, what would Brian Boitano do?
Yeah.
Mm.
That's the superior animated series.
Mm.
South Park.
I don't think anything. Animated series-wise, I don't think anything.
Nothing's touching South Park.
No. I would say, like, if I...
Although, I do enjoy the fuck out of Rick and Morty.
Yeah, Rick and Morty's amazing.
I don't watch like King of the Hill too many animated
stuff. Oh, I love cartoons.
I like... South Park's good. Family Guy, old Family Guy.
Yeah.
When before they got, like, weird.
Before they killed Brian?
Yeah, he's back.
I know, but...
Like, but yeah, when they did that, I was like, what the fuck are we doing? I was like, you're putting a new dog in? It's dumb. Dumb idea.
Trash.
Yeah, they instantly realized, like, oh, this is...
Yeah, they're like, we shouldn't probably go back in time.
This was a joke.
I was like, this is dumb. That's like, you know, you can't... That'd be like South Park permanently, like, killing one of the main four and then putting a replacement in. Like, they always kill Kenny, but he's always back.
They actually did that. They didn't kill Kenny. There was a season where Kenny died.
Yeah.
And there's a couple seasons.
He's not there anymore now?
Yeah.
No, he is back, but
they still... That's what I'm saying, but they kept him permanently off.
I think that was the original plan.
And then people were like, no.
Originally, like, I don't know, though. I'm not friends with them.
I'm friends with them?
Yeah.
That was not the original plan.
What are their names?
Pran.
Oh, okay.
Oh, their names?
Yeah.
Matt Stone and Trey Parker.
Have you guys ever seen their great movie, Basketball?
Yes.
Loved that movie.
Great movie.
I always thought that'd be a fun game to play.
Team America? Yeah. Great movie. Loved it.
Was that animated?
The puppet one.
Yeah.
It was pretty funny.
Fun movie.
America, fuck yeah.
You know what movie I watched recently that was hot trash?
Yeah.
Men in Black 4.
Ugh.
That sucked.
I can only imagine.
Why would you do that to yourself?
It was on Showtime, so I was like, oh, I haven't seen this. And Skinamax. Literally watched 15 minutes, I was done.
Mm-mm. A little Skinamax afterwards?
No, those porns are wild.
You watch a little Skinamax?
No, if I watch porn...
A little skinny skin.
Definitely be on a website. I don't like... Censored porn.
Little skinny skin.
What's the wrong with the porn in Japan?
Softcore, my guy. Softcore.
Yeah,
that's what that's called.
Have you seen the porn from Japan? They like blur out penetration
because their rules are weird there.
Like, how do you even get off to that?
Dude.
The sound.
I managed to get off by a fuzzy nipple on fucking Fuzzy's channels.
Fuzzy,
dude, right? Oh, dude, the scrambled channels. The
scrambled porn channels.
That's true, bro. If you got a Sometimes there'd be those couple nights where there's no clouds. You get a pretty good reception.
You'll get a pretty good picture.
Yeah,
going on.
I'm like, damn, I can actually see a titty.
Like, that's a green titty, but that's a titty right there.
That's still tit.
I can't hear
sometimes you
right
see
now.
Like an ass. I was like, fuck yeah, but you have to watch that shit on mute. Yeah. Sometimes it'd be like the static. And then you hear like a girl moan.
Like at the same time, everybody else you knew that was watching that was watching it on mute too. Like
definitely, because you can't have that shit too loud.
And everybody knew the channel was there, but nobody talked about it.
Right.
Facts. Yeah.
It's very true.
Like it was always like some weird channel, but you'd be flipping through when you're younger, then you'd hit it.
It was like channel like 73.
Too early for that.
Way past the channels that were actually on the cable box.
Yeah. Dude, I remember there's this weird channel. I don't know what it was. This dude was like, I was flipping through and I was only like 10. This guy was like eating a girl's like vagina, like literally, like placenta was in his mouth.
What the fuck?
And he was like bleeding out of his mouth. Like, I don't know what it was, but it scarred me.
Bro, what the hell?
It scared me when I was a child.
What the hell were you watching?
I don't know, bro. It was on TV. It was on normal TV.
Oh.
And I don't know what it was, what channel it was, but it was crystal clear.
Oh. That was Peter the Placenta Eater. On noggin.
That sounds right.
It was on noggin.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. It was, yeah.
Triple P.
Yeah, dude.
Triple P.
Triple P.
Yeah, Guy Fieri. I forgot about him, bro.
Hosted that shit. It was that his was first
good.
Show.
It was good.
Hey, folks, we're going to take you to Flavor Town where Peter said the eater's going to fucking eat off of fucking Josie Ray's placenta after just giving birth to little Chill here. Yeah, that's right. This is early 2000s, and she actually named her child Lil Chill.
What? Why did you have to say it was on noggin?
Because it just felt right.
Thought right after Lil Bill.
The show's fire, bro. Don't be making fun of Lil Bill.
Dude, oh, Lil Bill's awesome. It's man. After Lil Bill, but just before it turns into like yeah. the Degrassi hour.
Exactly, exactly. Do you and even it's, watch and that? It's a couple hours past JJ the Jet Plane.
I definitely watched
Degrassi. Degrassi was intense.
Degrassi was good, dude.
I don't know if the new generation could handle that.
Degrassi was
amazing. It was very realistic.
Yeah.
A lot of drugs and sex and,
yeah.
and sex.
That was like sex
a lot of sex.
That was on at the perfect time because I was like into all like
and a lot of those girls on
there. I was into all that.
No, but like learning about all that shit.
And a lot of those girls on there
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
I was like, damn, bro, he's fucking her right now?
Mm.
Or is he like, oh, I took nudes of you on my flip phone that are pixelated. What about now? They should have a new one.
Dude, remember flip phone nudes, though?
Trash.
But they're amazing.
They were great, but at the same time, you're like, damn, oh, I can't see shit.
Let me flip this razor here. Look at this. Look what I got.
Yeah,
this
bow.
Tree. Bow.
Yeah. And then you get one of these, and you get a nude.
It's just like a fucking tit. Yeah.
It's nudes, like high def.
The nudes now are just like... Yeah. Oh, here's my titty and my vagina and everything you can see about it.
When my wife was on vacation, she sent me was a picture of her legs, like all the way down to her feet, and I thought it was like that's amazing. That's like, how you know I haven't got a nude in a long time.
Yeah.
Because of that.
Like the legs. I was like, look at that. Yeah.
I told her, I was like, babe, when you get home, you're getting penetrated. She said, hell yeah.
My penis is going inside.
My
of
penis
that.
Is going somewhere. I don't know where.
It's going.
Wherever it falls going. In, that's where it is.
Going.
Yeah. I would probably aim for her spaghetti nipples.
Mm, me too.
Just look out for the bat sign out of the ass.
Yeah.
Tattoo.
Yeah.
Exactly.
It's a bad time.
It's a badass.
Badass.
God damn it.
Mm.
No. No. Compose it. Figure it out. Badass.
Are we ready to wrap it up?
Yes. Steve has been ready
Steve's
for
like
20 minutes.
Yes. It's a minute, an hour, almost at a minute and 30 seconds. It's an hour and 30, about to be an hour and 31. When you guys are listening to this, it probably won't be an hour 31 because that's not how it works.
But it also might be because, you know, while you're sitting there and you're listening, I want you to remember something. You forgot that you're out of eggs and you need to cook dinner.
Ooh.
You should probably hit up Instacart.
This guy.
Because then they can just deliver the eggs, and you can continue listening to this amazing podcast that gave you a cover of Good Charlotte for some reason.
That was really good, though.
So, yeah, cover. You know, follow the link. And
In the show notes.
Maybe I don't got it.
And our affiliates over at Instagram will hook you up with free delivery on orders $35 or more.
You guys are getting good.
They pick freshest produce and don't mess with your eggs.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Because they've got professionals handling the job for you.
The app will
but
also...
Not, I was just going to say, yeah, not only do they pick up your groceries, but they look out for deals for you. And they suggest items that would probably help you out.
And you can shop multiple stores
on
the on same
one
order.
That is correct. If you need to shop a couple, hit them all up. It's
follow
fine.
The link in the show notes that we provide.
Coming soon. They might even have Militex Market on a couple of areas
man.
What I've been told. And what's the deal of the week there, Billy Checks?
Cantaloupe.
Cantaloupe, that's right. Buy three, get the fifth free.
Well, they sell them in halves. So you buy two halves, you pay for a whole.
Well, yeah, but they did.
Right.
How do you feel about cantaloupe?
It's disgusting.
I hate cantaloupe.
I hate it?
I don't like any melon.
Dude, watermelon can kiss my ass, too.
My dad says watermelon's a great thing.
Watermelon's
sucks.
Trash.
Wrong.
Watermelon's trash.
They're both wrong.
All melons are garbage.
Yeah.
All
unless they're on
honeydew.
So, Instacart, take
cantaloupe.
Your melons and shove them up your ass.
Yeah, take your melons and shove them.
Watermelon, that's all good.
No.
Those are crazy.
I don't like them.
I would
like
gladly hit up Instacart to bring me a watermelon.
I like all the berries.
And I know that they would pick the ripest one because that's what they do.
Boom.
They do.
And it'll get to me in less than an hour.
I've never been this turned on.
So.
Yeah, my dick
you guys did that without looking at the page.
And legitimately, all you have to do is follow the link.
He's still doing it.
And the show notes.
Yeah, in the show notes. But, you know, you can also go to...
we pitched it.
Buzzsprout.
Good job. Oh, well, you're okay.
Yeah, no, you're fine. No, you're right. Continue.
No, you're... I thought you were continuing pounding the dead joke of the fucking...
This isn't a dead joke. I'm doing my job.
He's trying to do the affiliate.
Oh, it's your job.
So I feel like you should go to somewhere Zen because he was Zen.
Yeah, no, it's fine. We're good.
So I'm you Zen. Should. I'm Zen.
Okay.
Buzzsprout. It has all of our stuff on it.
The great plug for Buzzsprout.
You want to hear how great this
Yay, Google Buzzsprout. Google has all the stuff.
Buzzsprout. Off our chest podcast. Buzzsprout.com.
Buzzsprout.
I said Buzzsprout.
Buzzsprout.
Oh, Bud. Oh, okay.
Buzz.
Buzzsprout.
Sprout.
But not there, Buzzsprout.
Not Bud.
You can listen to when these podcasts actually meant something.
Yeah, there's a lot of episodes on there.
Like the ones before David, those were the best ones.
David, shut your Here fucking hole. Go. Instant retribution on air right now. Let's go. Stand up.
Nope. You can just get under the table.
Mm. Ooh.
I'm getting hit in the nuts.
Who got hit in the nuts yet? Do you still owe him?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, he owes me a few.
Wow. Why
this
are,
is the
why
most
you
I've been behind.
Get him on his birthday?
I'm not
it's not my birthday anymore.
That would have been a sad. It's not, though.
It's not.
It's all
I'm
open.
Just another 30-year-old. That's all I am.
You are. Here's another fucking face. Ugh.
Another face in the world.
And you're 30.
That disgusting.
You've been here for 3 decades, you old piece of shit.
Yep.
Yeah, back in my day, we used to watch Mighty Morphin Power Rangers on Fox Saturday mornings.
Fire.
Back in
fire.
My day, you had to get up and touch the cable box.
That's true.
Or the TV.
Back in my day, we had a cable box.
Back in my day, I had to go over to my neighbor's house to watch cable.
Back in my day, my phone had a cord on it.
Back in my day, I had a flip phone that had an antenna that you could use as a weapon. You just pull back yourself.
Yeah.
Back in my day, I used to pull my pants down and put my asshole against the sweet flow of the window air conditioner.
Nice.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I don't know if we were really looking for that. But
back in my day, I used to take the seat off my BMX bike. Give me more stance on my BMX bike with a pull of my ass. It felt great.
Back in my day, you know what I used to do?
What was that, man?
I used to cut up a donut and shove it up my asshole, go to sleep, and then shit it out the next morning, bake it into a bagel, eat the bagel with fucking jalapeno cream cheese.
Jalapeno cream cheese.
Yeah.
Nice.
Sounds good.
Back in my day?
Yeah.
I used to go to UDF and grab the phone cups for coffee, but not actually get coffee.
Yeah.
And then I would go to the... animal shelter and collect all the diarrhea for the day and drink out of my coffee cup.
Back in my day, I used to take the ketchup out of the bottles at Steak and Shake and fill it with red paint.
That's funny because back in my day, we used to go to Burger King.
Back in my day, you know what we used to do? Back in my day, we would take the 64 count Crayola box and take the sharpener and sharpen the crayons over our open mouths.
Mm.
Oh, yeah, little wax snow in your
exactly.
mouth. I like that. Back in my day, we used to buy Play-Doh and eat it.
Mm. Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. Back in my day, my dad used to touch me.
Is that so?
Mm-hmm.
Nice. Mm. Back in my day, me and my friends were walking along a train track. We found a dead body.
Sounds a lot like a...
You notice that? There's some similarities there.
How many of there were you?
There's 4. It was a real coming-of-age story for us
all. The one guy happened to have glasses.
Maybe.
Okay.
It's a little fuzzy.
He got stabbed.
I think one of his names was Corey. I don't remember.
Back in my day, we had regular ass nipples.
That's cool, man.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, back in my day. It's gone.
You ruined the magic.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to.
Because you're making fake ghost sounds.
I didn't make fake ghost sounds.
You did too.
I made inadvertent fake ghost sounds. I didn't purposely fucking make a fake ghost sound.
I feel like you're coming at me angrily.
Taylor! I didn't make fake ghost sounds, Taylor! He's been
skipping on Twitter. Oh, that tiger.
They're good tigers.
LSU.
Can I tell them where they can find me at?
No, because no. We're not there yet.
Eight more minutes, right?
Yeah. 8 more minutes, bro. We got this.
Fish it out.
We got this. You can power through, bro.
No.
Look, you're getting to the point. You're good.
He's getting a little angry.
I feel it.
I just need a cigarette and a drink.
Yeah, a cigarette is not good as hell.
How about a drink? Not a cigarette.
And a cigarette.
How about a little shuddy?
Okay.
Okay, let's steal his
drink. I am wasted.
I mean, just because it's 2020.
Look, man, completely I'm just over here.
Wasted.
I am over here trying to fucking create content, okay? And push.
Javid.
And push
Javid.
Our affiliates.
Javid.
And our lasting jokes.
Javid.
Yes, Steve-O.
Javid.
Yes.
Careful, he gets angry.
I'm about to blow a gasket, Javid.
Yeah, why is that?
Because you know what really grinds my Javids?
Ooh,
what grinds your Javids?
One on his work.
What grinds my Javids?
Yeah, he's having a stroke right now. Go ahead.
Javid.
He might have CD from in his headlink on the car.
Yeah.
No.
I'd want to play around before we end it, though.
No.
Peter. Peppa, Peppa, Peppa.
There's a lot of peas.
Peter, Peppa, Peppa.
I don't like that.
Peter, what kind of Peppa? Peter picked Peppa the pig in the pizza.
Why
did he put her on the pizza? He put her on the pizza because she was a pig.
Oh. Is she ham?
She's a people.
Or is she sausage?
She's a fucking ham.
She's
a Peppa pig.
But is it peppered ham?
Because it's Peppa pig.
I like country ham.
Country ham's delicious.
Country ham.
Excuse me, you know what actually happens? Honey baked yams are pretty fucking good too.
What are?
Yeah.
What are
really good? Honey baked
yams. Honey baked.
Yeah.
They put all the sugar.
The little crispy outside.
Oh my god. Thank god.
If you wanna be my lover, you gotta buy me honey baked ham. If you want to be my lover, you got to buy me honey baked ham. That was a good one.
If you want to be my lover,
you got to buy honey baked ham.
Easter
comes for easy.
What? You forgot it already.
Yeah,
you did.
I'm stupid. My name is stupid.
That's a fun game, the whisper game.
Yeah, man. Where do you see my eye? Where do you see my eye? Let me fall back. You ain't ready for all that. Is this round two? Okay, I'm going to ask you a series of questions. I need you to answer as best as you can. Okay, please ask me a series of questions, and I will answer them as seriously as I possibly can.
Okay, perfect.
Continue with your series of questions.
Okay, question one. Shut the fuck up.
Question one.
Okay.
Question one. I'm a little bit shutty. That's a question. Or I'm a little bit of shh.
Okay, question
one. That's how you do that. Question one. Don't ever try to take my shit again, thanks.
Question shh. Shutty. Question one.
Question.
You can't take shutty. I take shutty.
We're all taking shutty.
Okay, but question two.
Shuddy.
Can I ask question two?
Wasted.
Shuddy has been.
I'm drowsy. You can't take that.
Drunk.
I said a furry.
I am drunk.
I'm drunk.
I'm tasting Shuddy. Shuddy's mine.
Shuddy's mine.
Shuddy's mine.
Shuddy's mine. You also took up drunk.
David.
What? Ask me your series of questions.
Okay, question two. What was question one?
What was question one?
How about a little Shuddy?
Okay.
Okay, that's a good question.
Question two.
I like that.
I stole it from Taylor.
Yeah,
hashtag trademark. Hashtag Taylor Dewey's.
Big dick.
Hashtag. What's your fucking question, of course?
Fucking question two.
2020 new Taylor. Send.
If 2020 is a new Taylor, what's your favorite color?
My favorite color is crimson red.
But that's only if 2020 is a new Taylor.
40, 50.
75.
Yeah. 30, 40, 40, 50 is a color for pale green.
Is it?
No.
Oh.
Dandelion.
-517.
Can I ask you a question?
Of course, go ahead.
Do you know what it's like to smell the underside of soil?
I do, actually. It's weird.
Yeah, you want to smell my mantle?
Oh, that sounds like a great time.
Smell my mantle, boy. I'll show you my...
I'm done. It's stupid. We're rambling at this point. I don't like it.
I'll show you my core.
I don't care about your core.
Yes, you do, David.
You have no core strength.
I don't have a core strength, but I have a core of love.
That's the core of love. Dig deep and you'll find the core of love.
I used to like to make cream of wheat toast.
Yeah. That sounds good.
It was really good.
Cream of wheat and toast does pair well. You combine it or not.
Yeah.
Toast with anything. Toast is great.
Toast is hard to beat, man.
It is. Sometimes I'm like, you know what? I'm going to warm up like two pieces and get it. Then I end up eating like half the loaf.
Yeah.
It's great.
Have you ever had cream cheese on toast?
Yes.
It's weird.
It's good.
But
it's
kind of like a bagel, kind of.
Kind of like a bagel.
Yeah.
It can. That's one that can vary with the type of bread you use.
Mm. Yeah.
It can be better with like a pumpernickel, I feel
like.
Yeah,
or like an everything bread.
Ooh. Do you know what goes in a toaster?
What?
Bread.
Gotcha. He got you on that one.
Dude, you know what would be good? I'm going to lay like a really good breakfast sandwich out for you. Okay. Before we end, I'm going to end on a high note here, okay?
I mean, we're not ending, but it's okay.
We got to end at some fucking point. Okay, 2 in the fucking morning.
A lot of pain and anger.
I hate you. Okay. Toasted rye.
Okay.
Toasted rye bread.
Mm.
Okay.
Fried egg.
Mm-hmm.
But like medium, easy, where the yolk is runny, but like not the, you know.
Not crazy.
Not crazy.
Okay.
A little bit of bacon.
How much is a little?
Like
four slices. Like two, three, four, five?
Four slices.
Okay, that's good. Yeah.
Dude, like a fucking fresh ass like Havarti, creamy ass cheese. A little bit of mayonnaise on top of that, and just slap it all together.
Sounds like a good time.
I'd
eat it.
Me too.
Rye. I love rye bread. Dude, a Reuben sounds really good.
Rye bread's good. Really? I like almost like all bread. Reuben. Do you like sourdough?
I love sourdough.
I would fuck my dad. Whenever we have my dad on here, I'm hoping to get him next week. Is he hates sourdough? You know, you tell he gets tired. When you talk to him, he just
I fucking hate you. Oh god. I legitimately hate you right now.
Even all the way back to from the Reds game, I was like, dude, you wanna get something to eat? He's I was like, I don't know what that means.
Dude, that is I'm like,
did
time.
You have fun? I'd just be talking. I was like, you know, he went, I was like, dude.
It's because when I that instead of me like dozing off, that's just me staying awake.
Everything is shut off except for like the mandatories.
Yeah. Like breathing, and like.
Breathing, mean.
Like, I don't even know, swallowing.
Oh. Yeah,
I'm a swallower.
You're full time.
I wouldn't spit. I wouldn't be that disrespectful.
No, that is disrespectful.
Yeah.
Like, especially if it's like the first time.
Oh, I'm swallowing.
Like, what are we doing? You gotta help me out.
He said, I'm swallowing.
First time?
For sure. Oh, first time? Fuck yeah, I'm swallowing. I'm proving a point.
You're here to stay.
I got a point to prove to that.
I feel like if you swallow your man's cum the first time, you're proving to him.
I got a Peter Pan.
I'm the real motherfucker here. If you spit it.
I've got a point to prove about your Peter.
Okay, go ahead. Point Peter, prove it.
I want to swallow it.
Why?
It's the first time.
Okay.
If I'm sucking your shit for the first time.
So you're going all the way down.
No.
He's making the best of the situation.
I'm not deep throating.
Why?
That's not a first time.
That's like what, second, third?
Second or third time skill.
Well, what if
you don't bust the deep throat out in the first fucking
night. If you do though, they're not going anywhere.
That's impressive.
That is. If a girl deep throats you day one, that guy is hooked for the rest of your life.
That's true.
You have power over him now. Like you own him.
I would bust out the deep throat, but only for a certain.
And people. If you stay deep throat,
quit looking at me when you're talking about. Yeah, you are dick, staying. It's so weird.
It is, and it's a candlelight.
God,
it's kind of sexual.
I don't like that. Can we wrap up now, please? I don't like being cross with him.
David, we understand that you're angry.
We understand, David. Why are you yawning? You act like we've been doing this for a long time.
What are we at right now?
We're at an hour and 50 minutes.
Oh, okay.
49, actually. Almost exactly.
Our last episode was 48 minutes long.
It was. We had to make up for it.
Pre-edited.
Hey, Mamba mentality.
Hey, that's man. Right, man. Power through it.
Power through.
I'm going to throw up 58 shots, but I'm going to hit at least 6 of them.
Hey, that's how it works. And you got to play through like a broken ankle and feet and toes and feet, knees, and feet, and hands, and feet.
Are we ever going to see a more dominant team than Shaq and Kobe? Those two
probably not
together.
I don't know. The Warriors were pretty dominant, bro.
That's fair.
They're pretty dope.
I meant like just like,
but that
the way they complimented each other. No, like he was so power and just like, and then you had Kobe who could.
Everybody thought they hated each other for the longest time ever.
I mean, they were a little bit. Something.
Yeah, they got back.
It was a tough love.
Yeah, but they're back to each other now. They were.
Well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is good. You never want to end in things on like
a bad
sour note.
That's true,
David. This is a good way to end it. I feel like we've made progression. I'm not angry.
None of us are angry anymore.
None of us are angry. Tila Tequila is gone. We've gotten rid of her.
The memory of Tila Tequila is gone.
Yep.
No, it's not. It's in the spank bank.
The memory still remains.
That was a terrible Metallica.
Yeah, we should probably not sing anymore.
Dude, it's just the memory remains. It's not the memory still remains.
Okay.
But the memory
remains.
Someone's getting grumpy.
We've been trying to edit it for 20 fucking minutes now. SJ Matt on Snapchat. Everybody
I didn't ask you. That's not how it works.
Oh, no. My God.
David, it's your birthday. And you get to, you know what? You get to do the whole ending of the thing. So go ahead and wrap this episode up, and then I'm going to end it with something.
Okay, so you still want final say?
Yeah, I'm just going to say, like, a last little part.
Okay. So, Steve-O, where can they find you at, bud?
They can find me on Snapchat at SJMad. They can find me on Instagram at Steven_IDFK. And they can find me at a local fast food restaurant, probably.
That's a very honest answer. Of course, you can find me at David Tower Evans on Facebook, Rockman03 everywhere else, basically. And then Big Dave_Evans on Twitter, I believe.
Okay, so this is what we're going to do. Different ending. We're going to say Mamba out, and then we're going to let this dead air run for 24 seconds in honor of Mr. Kobe Bryant.
Yeah, so Calvin, don't fuck around on this one.
Yeah. How about a little bit of shuddy?
A little bit of shuddy.
Rest like in you peace, have Kobe. Been for like the last couple nights, just saying.
Rest in peace, Kobe.
Yeah, rest in peace, Kobe. Mamba out.